that's one burning two flames.
They said we think it's very inappropriate.
Well, what's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a packed show for y'all today. And without further ado, because this guy's days are now packed every day, I'm really excited to bring on to air with me former Republican Congressman from Illinois, Joe Walsh. Hey, Joe, how you doing? You hanging in there, buddy?
Maggie, I'm all over Wisconsin. I love this state of Wisconsin. It's so good to be with you.
So good to have you in the Badger State, my friend. Let's just jump right in. Cardi, we're going to go to the sound cut of Trump referring to a firing squad in Liz Cheney. We're going to talk a little bit about the context here. Cardi, this is going to be cut number 10. Let's take a listen. We got to come and hang on, Joe.
I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
So lots of commentary today, Joe, on it. I thought you had a really interesting take on X. My reaction was, he's not actually calling for her execution. The rhetoric, though, is really nasty, which we can just take it at its face value and say that is inappropriate rhetoric. Joe, tell us more about your reaction.
Maggie, my reaction was similar to yours. And again, this is like example number 5,789,236 of all the things he's said that make him utterly unfit to be president. And but he did not say that Liz Cheney should be publicly executed by a firing squad. Here's the way I look at this. Every time Donald Trump opens his mouth, he says bad stuff, horrible stuff, bigoted stuff, dishonest stuff, dangerous stuff. He says bad enough stuff every day that we don't need to lie about what he said. And I know, you know, people think he was calling for her execution. No, he wasn't. Again, just same old, same old. This is who he is. And by the way, Maggie, we're what, 4 or 5 days out? Hello, Wisconsin, everybody. If you're sick of this, I got to watch my language. I forgot. Former talk radio guy. If you're sick of this crap, you've got another candidate who's in Wisconsin today who's talking about bringing this country together. How about that?
Yeah, 100%, Joe. And I think, you know, Vice President Harris has done, my take, a really excellent job monitoring her rhetoric and monitoring the rhetoric of people in her campaign. Again, I've never felt the need to exaggerate what Trump is saying because it's objectively awful and unbefitting any president and any presidential candidate or any party who has nominated a candidate. Let's take a listen. This is an interesting cut, Joe. I think you'll get a kick out of this. Cardi, this is going to be cut number 2. And I thought, you know, there's been all of this hubbub and he's in the garbage truck and he misses the handle and then the firing squad and all of this jazz. And of course, you know, out got trotted all of Trump's sort of apologists on the networks. And one CNN commentator absolutely housed a Trump apologist, and I thought you'd get a kick out of this. Let's take a quick listen.
Well, I also want to make a point that Democrats have been calling him a fascist and other names for a long time. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Republicans, too.
Well, hold on a second.
Fascist, a fascist is not a name. A fascist is a bunch of things that add up to a way of being. Yeah, they're calling him a fascist because he's behaving like a fascist.
I agree with that.
Because he's talking about poisoning the blood of the nation, and because he's talking about rounding up political enemies, and because he's acting like a demigod, and because he's saying the rules don't apply to me, and because he's saying I'm going to close up the free press, I'm going to close your schools if you don't do what I say. He's acting like a fascist. That's why we're calling him a fascist. He's saying people are scum because he thinks they're scum, not because they are.
Oh, that was a bit of a mic drop. Your reaction. I thought she nailed it. I mean, this is the difference. Your reaction, Joe, and do you consider Donald Trump a fascist or would be fascist?
Yes. Yes, Maggie, I agree with Kamala Harris when she was asked that question on CNN a week ago.
Yes.
Completely. And here's what we, again, context is always so important. For the past 9 years, the greatest purveyor of hate in this country is Trump. And there's not a second or a third place. Maggie, you know, Trump believes he can only win if he increases the hate and increases the division. He's trying to scare people into voting for him, plain and simple. And I'm a broken record, but man, again, contrast that with Kamala Harris. And you know, Maggie, I'm not a Democrat, and I disagree with plenty of policy with Kamala Harris. But Kamala Harris, from day one, has been all about, I'm going to be president for all of you. I want a Republican in my cabinet. I want to bring this country together. I love that line she had the other night at the Ellipse when she said, it doesn't have to be this way.
Yes.
All of this chaos and hate and division. And then she paused and she said, it doesn't have to be this way. Trump is who he is. Yes, he is a fascist. Yes, he said he wants to imprison his political opponents and all the rest. But it doesn't have to be this way. And you and me and everybody listening to us right now, Maggie, we got the power to do something about it.
Yeah, and it's the vote. It's been really fascinating, Joe, obviously seeing incredible engagement from the candidates and from voters here in the state of Wisconsin. Everywhere I go right now, I'm seeing get out the vote teams everywhere. Little clusters of folks with their clipboards and their like bright neon T-shirts saying, get out the vote. Are you registered? I'm so happy to see that. It's interesting. Something you just said reminded me of a particular question I wanted to ask you, Joe. And that is, when you tune in to the conservative talkosphere, whether it's conservative righty-whitey talk radio, the conservative television networks, be it Newsmax, OAN, or Faux News, a.k.a. Fox News, and online, like the Twitterverse, right?
Yep.
What you're hearing from conservative, quote unquote, pollsters and data wonks is this, like, well, Trump is winning by a landslide. They are just making up crap. And it's interesting to me. I wanted to give you an opportunity to address the fact that the MAGA cult is lying by exponential levels about what polling looks like. And of course, that is a setup. It's the psychological priming of the cult to believe there's no way he can lose, so that when he loses, they are psychologically primed to believe that there was something nefarious that went on other than him just getting his butt kicked. It's pretty scary because people lap this up. They're in their own echo chambers. Like, no actual polling information is getting to these voters. When you look at what we're going to be dealing with over the next week, Joe, what's concerning to you? What psychological priming of the cult is most concerning to you, Joe?
So, Meg, I love the question. And as you know, that's the world I come from, right-wing talk. That was my purview. This is dangerous. And this is un-American. And I worry constantly that America is not ready for the day after. I believe Kamala Harris is going to win. I believe there's a movement afoot of Republicans and independents and Democrats who are going to elect her. But you nailed it. As he did in 2020, and just think, Maggie, think about what I'm saying. I'm talking about a candidate for president. Remember that. A candidate for president is purposely lying to his supporters to cause unrest, chaos, and violence. I mean, think about that. A candidate for president does not want his supporters to believe in the legitimacy of our elections. That's the act of a traitor. But we need to be ready. I guarantee you the Kamala Harris team and campaign knows that Trump will come out that night and declare victory or say it was stolen or do whatever. America needs to wake up to this. And I know the Harris campaign is ready for it, but we all psychologically need to be ready for it.
Yeah, it's the combo of this psychological priming plus the priming that's going on based in fascist, racist rhetoric about this false idea that people who are non-citizens are voting. That's crap. Even the Cato Institute researched it. They can't find any evidence. Go ahead, Joe.
Can I interrupt you?
Of course.
That's why everybody in your great state of Wisconsin listening to us right now needs to vote for her.
Yes.
The bigger her victory, the more it will help dent and push back against all this scary illegitimacy stuff.
Yeah, we're seeing recent reporting. This is insiders from the Harris campaign in a gaggle earlier today saying the campaign's internal data is showing them winning by double digits among battleground state voters who made up their mind in the last week. Joe, do you think this Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage and I'm going to protect women whether they want me to or not rhetoric is actually having an impact? I mean, for those of us that pay attention, it's like, oh, this is just more of the same. He's been doing this.
No.
Is it different?
No, Maggie, this is different. Let me tell you something, and I know it's anecdotal. That whole Madison Square Garden thing, what was said about Puerto Ricans and other minorities there, that resonated. That has made a difference.
We're going to come right back with Joe Walsh, former Tea Partier, former Republican congressman from Illinois. He used to be a righty-whitey talk radio host. He's now a Kamala Harris supporter. We're going to talk about why Joe thinks the MSG Nazi rally, for lack of a better descriptive term, is making a difference. While Donald Trump telling women he's going to do whatever he wants to do, whether they like it or not, is making a difference. Keep it locked. More with Congressman Joe Walsh when we return here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.